Hey, you fuck faces. Maybe that's the what I call people listening to the show from now on. Be the fuck face army. FFA. I don't know. Why do I undercut everything I say with I don't know? And then I have to repeat. I have to call myself out, otherwise I keep saying, here's the thing, I don't know. Oh, give money to Puerto Rico, will you? They're in trouble, and the president is mad at them, so they're in double trouble. They're flooded, and they have a mean man that's angry. Go into your phone. I think there's like a thing in the app store. It's just like, here, give money to the Red Cross or something, or give money to Pitbull. He's flying over there. He's in it. Hey, it's also the last day for the big sale on Jacqueline Novak's How to Weep in Public. Tomorrow it's going to go up to full price. Today, digitally, $199. It's that's free. $199. You're going to miss that $2. Give $10 to Puerto Rico. You spend $2 on that. That's $12. You're not even gonna. It's like it didn't even happen. You know what? I happen to have the. Do you want to talk?
Yeah.
I have the author of How to Weep in Public, Jacqueline Novak, here live. The only live guest ever to appear on this show. But live, and not on the phone. But I want her. How you doing, Jacqueline?
I'm good. The cats have also appeared live. I think they've been heard.
Yes.
So, my book, How to Weep in Public, Feeble Offerings on Depression from One Who Knows, is always available in print and digital. However, special promotion going on this week, and it ends by October 1. So, this is really for the people who listen today. I mean, look, buy it anyway, okay? But, you know, for those who listen today, the real diehards, I mean, this is a moment in time. $199, I mean, you're not going to even notice. And it's just like, if all the people who listen on the first day, which I don't know what that number is, but, you know, whatever it is, it's like, hey, they could kick me to the bestseller on digital, no doubt. And I would really appreciate that from these fans. And I would hold on. I would come on to thank them and think of a way to honor them. Everyone's got a depressed friend.
That's good. That's a good point. You could gift maybe the book as well. Buy a bunch. Buy several copies. Well, it's funny. It's a good book. And all right. So yeah. For those who are listening, and if you have to pay full price, big deal. It's still probably pretty reasonably priced.
Yeah.
All right. Let's. The big news, of course, today is the president shitting all over Puerto Rico. Let's not talk. That guy's a jerk. You know that. I know that. Oh my God. I just read a headline that I'm not going to repeat, and it's terrible. Well, I'll repeat it. Murder of transgender teen who was stabbed in genitals, not a hate crime, police say. Where the fuck was this? Oh, God. Eyes gouged out. Where was this? Texas County, Missouri? Texas County, Missouri. That's double fucked. I'm not going to read the... That's terrible, of course. Tom Price resigned. Good for him. We wish him well. I don't know. Fuck that dude, but, you know. It's... Ooh, Texas high school cheerleaders kneel during national anthem. I'm sure that was met with some sort of kerfuffle. So, you know, people upset about the kneeling. Hawaii approves telescope on volcano sacred to indigenous people. So we're going to put a... Ooh, but this looks like one hell of a telescope. I'll be honest. It's like a... It's big. It's like one of those big domes. An observatory. An indigenous people consider it sacred. Well, we do have a pretty long-standing tradition of not respecting sacred land. And this is a heck of a planetarium. I get it. What if... Just an idea. The native Hawaiian people, the indigenous people of Hawaii, they get to come in and take a peek whenever they want. Anytime you want to come in, take a peek through the big telescope, you jump ahead in line. I don't care what's going on. I mean, I would take that deal. Who doesn't love a telescope? But I didn't read enough about the sacred land. Maybe they could put it someplace else. A volcano doesn't seem like the best place to put anything. But you haven't heard about a volcano erupting in a long time. I think we're about due for a big volcano. I mean, when's the last time a town's been taken out by a volcano? I haven't heard about it ever. I'm just thinking about the natural disasters that could take out a bunch of people. Nevada sells $27 million in pot in the first month. Well, good for Nevada. Everybody loves weed. You know, I don't know if Vegas is a big weed town. It seems like it'd be more of a cocaine place. Maybe Molly. People going to the clubs. Weed seems a little too chill. And kids don't even smoke weed anymore. That's for old people. Las Vegas faces approximately $40 million in education cuts. They just sold all this weed. Put it in education. Well, it's $27 million. And they're going to cut $40 million. Sell more weed. That's what all that money should just go into education. Although I'm not a big believer in education. Well, not for me. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't like school. But maybe if there was more money in education, it would have been cooler. You know, they would have hired cooler teachers. Even the cool teachers, though, they're so needy. The cool teacher. They really want to be liked so fucking bad. And all you got to do is not teach. That's the way to become the cool teacher. Is, oh, we're going to play a game. We're going to watch a movie. I don't give a shit. I'm hungover. And you're like, this is the cool teacher. All right, do one more and then we'll get out of here. Because it's also, get this. Me and Jacqueline's anniversary. So we're going to go out and celebrate that. And, let's see. Stormfront White Supremacist Summit. Convenes in Tennessee. This is the USA Today, but they're saying how, I guess it was the White Supremacist Summit convenes in Tennessee today. So there's a big deal. From Stormfront, 330,000 members. Well, I guess if you're in Tennessee, you steer clear of this this big meeting, this big white supremacist conference, because it probably can't be good. Nothing good comes out of that. All right, I'm gonna go, but thanks for listening, and let me know if you buy that book. I'll say something nice. Jacqueline will say something nice here on the podcast. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.